The Ramban. Okay. Good. Okay. So let's quickly review what we're holding. We have the Mishnah says Shava Kesa, Shava Dina, Shava Prika. Tosfos raises the question, as all the Rishonim raised the question of Minole, how do we know that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef? Tosfos proves that the question is a good question because there are so many halachos where there is a limud to teach me that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. So Tosfos says, so what is the source that in Kinyan Kiddushin Shavu Kesef is Kekesef? Tosfos says, we will craft together the din of Shavu Kesef, Kesef Eved Ivri, Yoshev L'Rabbis, and Shavu Kesef, Kesef in Nezikin, Yoshev L'Rabbis, and that will teach me that, I guess, in Kol HaTorah Kula, even though I could say that there's a reason unique to Eved Ivri, I could say there's a reason unique to Nezikin, but once the Torah told me that Shavu Kesef is Kesef despite the uniqueness in each case, that teaches me it's Allah and Kola Torah Kula. So the Tosus points out that every single time that the Torah has a din of Shavu Kesef Kekesef, there is a limud. Tosus says Erechin and Kiddushin are the two that he could not find a limud. And he says that what we learned from Yoshua Rabbis, Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Taisus then asks on himself, if that's the case, why do I need a special limud for Pinyin HaBen? Teretz is, because in Pinyin HaBen, there'd be a reason to say it's Dav Kekesef. Alright? Kachi Yashita. Alright? Comes the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rashba. Ramban. The Ramban says, V'im toimar ikal amedak. We have to ask the question, kedusha kesef minolam. Alright, so first of all, I want to make sure we get every phrase in the Ramban in place. Kedusha kesef minolam, dechsev kesef asode, neima kesef davke, shove kesef minolam. How do I know that it includes items? Or how do I know that it means value? Alright, im toimar. So maybe you'll tell me the question is a bad question because Shavu Kesef Bechlal Kesef is all included. It's a din of a value, and therefore it doesn't matter whether the item is currency or non-currency. So maybe it's a bad question. So the Ramban follows through in the similar fashion. Tosef Yisrich Lei Listano L'Ribui Gabi Eved. But the Torah, it can't be that Shavu Kesef Bechlal Kesef because in Chesem and Aleph, Yoshev Geulosil Rav, Shavu Kesef Kesef, when it comes to being redeeming an Eved. Im Toimar Minei Gomrinan, so maybe you'll say, I've now come full circle, I have a good Kasha, I've proven it's a good Kasha because I have a source, so now I'll tell you, oh, that's the source. Minei Gomrinan, Lachol Mokim, Shavu Kesef Bechlal. But I can't do that because the Torah says when it comes to Nezikin, I also need to have a drasha. So that means that I cannot learn from Eved that it's a din and kol Torah kula. I need to have mekorei specific for every application. So if that's the case, we come back to our gevaldik akasha, shavu kesef minolam lagabi kiddushin, ikal meimar. So you could answer that kiddusha isha garminan minachsim yashav is gulos l'rabba shavu kesef. So maybe we'll learn it from Eved Ivri. How we learn from Eved Ivri? Keep on getting these pop-ups, sorry. Ikal meimar kiddusha isha garminan minachsim yashav is gulos. Learn it from redeeming an Eved Ivri. The rabbi Shavu Kesef, that I can redeem the Eved Ivri with Shavu Kesef. My time, one of the sources of Kiddushe Kesef, the source that we are most familiar with is the source of Ephraim. But there's another source, and that is that if I want to buy out a Shivcham, so if I wait the full 6 years, So then she goes free. Yotze chinam ein kosa. The Gemara darshins ein kosa din zeh. This time when you're getting the shifcha out, there's no money. But there is a time when there is going to be money. What's that going to be? When you are being mekadesh uktana, you're going to give money to the father. And that's going to teach us the din of kiddushin, kol haTorah kula. And the Gemara says, the Gemara darshins ein kosef la'odin zeh. So the Ramban says, so we will say the drasha should be yotzachinam ein kosev v'hainu shavah kosev. The eved va'ama iskush. Just like when I'm goel and eved, I can use shavah kosev, yoshav l'rabbis, right? So now you'll tell me I need to expand eved ivri to the din of kiddushe isha, because every parsha requires a unique limud shavah kesef kekesef. So I will expand the din of yoshiv for geulas eved to the din of kiddushi isha, because the Torah itself expands it through the limud of the yotzachina main kesef. V'alkein derashas leiv al korchon derashtolei hachi ein kesef v'shavah kesef la'odin zeh. Right. Essentially, Ramban is like Tosfos. I have a limud for Kiddushin. It's different. For some reason, the Ramban prefers to go directly from Yoshev L'Rabbi's Geula Eved and to expand it via Yotzachinim. And Tosfos understood that we should go from Yoshev L'Rabbi's and expand it via the Matzah. All right, I'm sure there's an umkus over here. I'm not going to go into it right now. Inami, but there's another approach. Ikal meimar shebekol mokim shenemar kesef bekinyan shove kesef bechlal. We could say that when it comes to kinyan, that's when we say shove kesef bechlal kesef. When do we need a posok to give us this din of shavah kesef bepiroin? That when it comes to payment, so I might have thought if I wouldn't have psukim. If lokach even any yochel ligrab bepiroin ibal korchis shel rabbi b'shavah kesef, damar lezil tirach v'zoven aisili. I might have thought it's good reason to say that when I am going to force the other, because that's the din of piroin, bal korchai, bepidyoinai, bal korchai, that I can go over to the other and say, I went through the list, I went through the records, I saw that you bought this eved 4 years ago for whatever, $400. So I know right, and there, and I know. My math is going to be off.
$600.
Okay. And so therefore I know that you it's prorated $100 per year. I know that 2 years left, right? So I know that the Torah says if I give you $200, the eved is free. And then he says, therefore, I know that if I take the three following, three laptops, it's equivalent to $200. So here it is. You don't have a choice to say, I don't want to do the deal. Torah didn't give you that right. Did the Torah give the Odin the right to say, I only want this deal if it's currency, if it's cash, if it's fresh bills, newly minted, right? I will only do it if it's 50s. I don't take anything less than $20 bills. They have a right to make conditions. So the Torah says, I might have thought that the omalei, that the master, the other can say zil trach v'zoven icily. Says, yeah, I have to get rid of the eved, but I have to go on eBay and sell all your stuff. You sell it, right? I need a limud to say that in this case, kesef shavik v'chein gav v'nezikin sol g'day d'chamina sheinu shol yochel l'pari v'al korach v'shavik kesef el mi'beitav k'nechsiv meitav s'nei yishalim k'mash v'lon. That in this case, shavah kesef kesef, for the same reason, because the Torah prescribes the form of payment. Avol le'inyan mikne, when it comes to making a kinyan, when it comes to buying and selling, purchasing, kevon d'nei chalul b'shavah kesef, if I, the seller, am saying, I'm good with shavah kesef, Kes kekesef hu sherishneim shovim. They're the same. Kesef and shovim kesef the same. So I don't need a pasuk for that. Right? Because I'm a Baal Amos. I'm accepting it. V'ikasha. Alright, so now this is, I didn't say this clearly enough yesterday, so let's just look at this carefully now. We have the Gemara in front of you. What a concept. You could open the Chesem and Aleph. But if not, Zayin and Beis, no?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but
Zayin
and Beis. Right, Zayin and Beis, the Gemara begins the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef and Rava. Or is it Rabba? Mars Machlekes Rabba and Rav Yosef. Question is, if I decide to marry my wife with Shavik Kesef, do I have to have the item evaluated before the Kiddushin? Right? When I come with the ring before Kiddushin, according to Rabba, I lo tzricha shuma. I don't have to have a come with a document from the seller. I don't have to come with my receipt, with my credit card note. I don't have to come with a proof of how much it got. I don't have to have it evaluated. To hashavu chamish. Rav Yosef amar tzricha shuma. Rav Yosef says, no, it has to be evaluated. Cave on the itzali bekiya b'shuma leisom chadaita. Because since a woman is not really sure what it is, she looks at it, how does she know whether this is the real thing or whether you got it in a... They still have these things in Cracker Jack boxes. When you got it, right? When you got it, costume jewelry. When it's plastic, how does she know? Right? So loy bikiya b'shuma leisom chadaita. So she's not really going for it. You have to remember, we're not talking about where there was a kiddushin and people sent invitations a month in advance, and you've been planning this event, and she has her gowns, and we're talking about the cousin and kala having a good time at a park. This, he wants to pop the question to her, right? He brings her to wait him. That's kiddushin the way it was done. Maluk etzayit was done at the time of the right before it got fancy, right? So the and then you brought him to Adam, have a kudeshli in front of him. So then she looks at it. So is she taking it seriously? Is she really getting married now, or is she playing along with it? Right. So he said, What do you mean? He's playing along with it. You see the ring I gave her? That's not a joke. What does she know? She knows it's a ring. She knows he put it in her pocket. So Rabba says, Leisri Cheshuma. Rava says that it doesn't have to be pre-evaluated. And Rav Yosef says it has to be pre-evaluated. Ika de amrei b'chol dunami plige. So the machlok is exactly in what case were they arguing. There's a sugya over here. Were they arguing a case where it was not pre-evaluated, but the item... but there was a value stated, and the item is the value. As the Gemara says, if the guy said, the chosn said, I'm giving you a $100 ring, it turns out to be a $50 ring, so then clearly there's no kiddushin. That's clear. Shuma nashun doesn't matter. What happens if he says, I'm giving you a $100 ring, but it was not pre-evaluated, and it turned out to be a $100 value? So that's, the Gemara says, that's the machlek. But there are those who say no, the machlekes is stam machlekes. Nothing to do with their did it match the value. The machlekes is shove kesef. Rav Yosef says shove kesef, uke kesef, ma kesef the kids, shove kesef the kids. Right? Rav Yosef and Rabba says shove kesef kesef. So who says that it requires pre-shuma. And Rav Yeh says, no, shava kesef kesef means it has to have the characteristic of kesef. The characteristic of a kesef is what is unique about kesef. So unique about kesef is that it's fluid, right? Unique about kesef is that its value is clearly stated. It does not depend on supply and demand. It doesn't depend on location. Right? For the overwhelming sense of usages. So the Rav Yosef says, that's what kesef means. There has to be minah minah. It has to be kayas. That's as a machlekes. Now the Gemara says, minah minah. How does Rav Yosef know this? Then the Tanya, mi kesef miknasai. Here's where we discussed it in the Beis Medrash this morning. The pasuk is, thanks to the Oz v'Hodor, the pasuk is im od rabbis b'shonim. If there are many years left to the years that the shifcha or that the eved have, lefi en yoshev geulasai, in accordance with the numbers of years left, you will pay, you will prorate and pay the redemption money. Mikesef miknoser, and the redemption money is prorated based on the kesef miknosai, and the money that was used to purchase the eved to begin with. All right? Two entirely separate acts. One is the geula, which is mandated by the Torah, which if you have the funds, the odin has to release. And one is kesef miknosai, the purchase price, which is like any other kenyan, that it's done by negotiation and by a gemira's das on both sides. So the Torah is darshing kesef miknosai, mi kesef miknosai, that the redemption has to happen with a similar fashion to the way that to the money that was given b'shas miknosi. So the Gemara says, why do we use the phrase mikesef miknosi? It's a very wordy saying. It should be mi miknosi, the way that it was purchased. Mi dmei miknosi. Mi b'kesef hu nikne, b'nikne hu kelim. And he cannot be purchased with objects, with shavu kesef, only with kesef. That's the brisa, the tanya. The brisa said that when I buy the eved, I buy the shivcha, I cannot use shavu kesef. Hay tivu v'kelim echidami. What does it mean you can't use shavu kesef? Ilam in the cloud. You're going to tell me that I cannot use shavu kesef? It will not be chal. Will not make a kinyan. So the Gemara says that can't be, right? So it must be, ultimately, according to Rav Yosef, that it means the shava kesef has to be evaluated with the shuma, so it's like kesef. And Rava says, no, it's referring to kinyan chalipin, to a very specific kind of kinyan we'll discuss. But this one line, when the Gemara says, hai tvu v'kelem hechidami, when the Brisa said, you cannot buy the eved with shava kesef, what did it mean? That you cannot purchase it. The kenyas on chal. Tosfos says. So the Gemara says, Yoshev gulosi om rachmana. But the Torah said, Yoshev l'rabbi shavu kesef kekesef. So he gave me a limud that I can purchase with shavu kesef. So al chachmei sfarad say, whoa, that's not what we said. It should say, v'hai misvar ma'alma, right? It should say, what do you mean the cloud? Nisratzu. They agreed. It's a kinyan. Right? Mali kesef, mali shove kesef. They're both lashon. But what does the Gemara actually say? The Gemara actually says, I have a pasuk to tell me. It's got to be chal. It's eyes in their raya for Tosfos. Right? As we pointed out yesterday. Before it's the Gemara. That's what Yaakov was saying yesterday. That you can imagine. I was saying that. No, Yaakov was saying. But yes, that the svara of the Ramban, the Ritva, has to be a compelling svara, because if we look in the Ramban, so the Ramban says V'ikash, you'll ask me, call them rinim, look, come right to the kelim, echidu amilem, make them a klal. Yoshem Rachmona, the Omosh, so you see, the Kinyan Gufa, it's the Cholish of a Kesef. Right, you see, a Raya Brewer for the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Loi Tikshe. Don't ask. Not a good Kesha. Why? The Ho Adifa V'Alima Akshina. Because it's a more powerful question. Right? That's the way we're just working on this Lashon. The Midvas is Ravcha de Milsa. Because if we would have, right, can I say what the Ramban is saying? Right? That's what the look at the Rishonim now. Look at the Rashba. Yeshloim, same kasha, Yeshloim, le Ravcha de Milsuka Omar. Udadifa Kamaksha. It's a better kasha. The Gemara could have said Misvara, but it's a better kasha this way. Right? The Gemara could have said Yoshibu to Amachmona, be less. Elam and make the klal by svarva alma vaynisratzu. That's a better kasha than a pasuk. You right, but I don't really have a pasuk. Right, that's what the Ramban says. Okay, now then the Ram. So that, and that's what, and that's the test of the Ramban. So everybody said, now I'll call alma koy my bo. All right, we now have a clear machlokes Ramban and Tosfos. The machlokes is. The requirement of Shove Kesvika Kesev, is it based on a limud or is it based on a svara? Right? So that means, Mikan Roim, right? If you have such a machlekes, that Tosfos holds a svara is inadequate. Right? L'chor, if you have a svara, you don't need a pasuk, right? Gemara Bava Kamo. Hamoitzi Mechavera Ola Meraya. Yeshoimim svara, Yeshoimim kra. Gemara says, if I have a pasuk, if I have a svara loma likra, I don't need a pasuk for that which is logical. If it's svaradik, I know by myself. A pasuk means it's a chiddush. Right? So now we have a machlekes, Ramban and Tosfos, a yesodistic machlekes. Kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef v'isha. Maybe kinyan kesef b'chol davar, because it really comes down to this Gemara as well. Is Kinyan Kesev a Chiddush or is Kinyan Kesev a Svara? Ramban says buying and selling with money is a Svara, and therefore Shove Kesev Kesev. I'm saying a step ahead. Shove Kesev Kesev in Kinyan Kesev, according to Ramban, is a Svara. I don't need a pasuk. And Tosfos apparently says I do need a pasuk. It's not a Svara. Our question is, and Tosfos, I'll give you a raya, right? Ad Kedei Kach, who was in the base of that was saying, Meir, was saying, I don't get Ramban Mashba Ritva. Tosfos has a raya, right? He said, Nasa Nishma Yidin. Gemara says, he's go weiter. But Tosfos has to have to explain Tosfos. It's true that Ramban is a Gevaldik Akasha. So, And we have to figure out the Ramban a little bit better, but the Ramban says it's a kasha, asking a better kasha. So we have understood the Ramban correctly. We may be uncomfortable with the way the Ramban was taught in the Gemara, but we know the Ramban. We got the Ramban right, because the Ramban turns around and says the kasha is a good kasha. I do not have a great answer for it. The Gemara had a better way of saying it. So we got the Ramban correctly. So Ramban is saying it's all svara. Now we want to go deeper now and understand what's in the Nekudas HaMachlokes. So the question is, what do we understand better? That it's a svara, chiddush hakara. Do I need a? So l'chayra, if a rishon says it's a svara, so l'chayra, and it's not a difficult svara. All the rishon is saying. Ramban is saying the Torah said Kinyan, When it's a kinyan, you decide if you want, if you don't want. It's not a kinyan val karchai. So then you decide if it's shavu kesef kesef. Who needs a makor for that? Who needs a din for that? And yet Tosfos, you need a makor for that. So the derech hamelech, the derech in the yeshivas is to say, oh, let's go on. There's a machlekes taz and sma, all the way in kuf tzadi. And the machlekes of taz and sma is exactly this nakuda. Is kinyan kesef a chiddush? Right? Is kinyan sma says kinyan kesef is tashlumen. So with tashlumen, you don't need a pasuk. And Taz says no, kinyan kesef is a chiddush, not tashlumen. Right? Hez ba'adav. Let's go back. We'll rewind. If the way that we understand the Ramban is that the Ramban is saying if I'm selling something, I determine what I want to sell it for, I determine the conditions of sale, and I can determine whether it's going to go for kesef or shava kesef. That's saying that a kinyan kesef, what's the money doing in a kinyan kesef? No?
It basically serves as like a mediator. It's to basically get the deal done. So
okay, yeah. Let's say, what you're saying is correct, let's say less fancy language, the street language. What's
know,
the money doing?
It's sealing the deal.
No. You're saying it's correct, but in the mind of the seller and the buyer,
adds weight.
Was that?
Adds weight to the.
Here's that.
You're saying lump. Speaking like lump done, which is good, but go ahead.
This smile, it's payment.
Payment. I want to be paid for it. Tashlumen. So I determine the tashlumen. Right? Says the Taz. Incorrect. Right? Says Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Luyat Sur Ramban was correct that the money of Kinyan Kesef was Tashlumen, so then I would not need a Pasuk Shavu Kesef Kesef. It must be that Kinyan Kesef, the money in Kinyan Kesef is not Tashlumen. It must be that just like the Torah says I can be Kona something by Kinyan Meshicha, by taking it four Amos, and I can be Kona something by raising it three Tvachim Akbah, and I can be coined something by transferring a shtar, and the payment, the money that will be transferred on is a condition of the, could be a condition of the sale. It could be a loan that is set up as a result of the sale, but it's not sealing the deal, it's not making the deal. Similarly, the money over here is of symbolic value, and it's not tashlumen. And so Tosfos says, according to Tosfos says, since the Torah is teaching me that there's a din of kinyan kesef, I can transfer something by transferring money. Tosfos says the Torah is not teaching me a new form of barter, a barter with currency. If the Torah is teaching me barter with currency, then the Ramban will be right. Then I wouldn't have a pasuk in the Chesam and Aleph. Then I would have no need for a pasuk of shavu kesef kesef. But must be, right? In other words, L'chayra, the Ramban begins by saying, Kinyan Kesef, the money is Tashlumen. Now you can decide how much you want to get paid today and how much next week. You can do what's called, you can finance it. Right? You can decide no financing, all money today, or I'll finance it. That's up to you. And then you can also determine whether you want cash or you want metaltalin. That's the Ramban's approach. And Tosfos says, but the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, I need a pasuk. So that means that Kinyan Kesef is not Tashlumen. It's not barter with currency. It's that Kinyan Kesef is another formal act that the Torah is Mechadish. And therefore I need a pasuk for it. To tell me that it's money and Torah said, love that command, it's really value. So they come to a similar conclusion, but they have different ways of understanding Kinyan Kesef. If you had a chance to look at Siman Kuf Tzadi, so the Taz argues, has two strong arguments, right? One strong argument is deposits work. If a deposit works, how can you say it's Tashlumen? A deposit of Kinyan Kesef. Alright, that's not just a strong argument, because I said you could have a I could say Kinyan Kesef was a deposit, right? That's not a raya against the a raya for Tosa so strongly. But then the Taz has a gevaldige raya that is essential to understanding our sugya. We're not going to do it today. Taz says it works for Kiddusha Isha. You're not buying your wife. You're not giving tashlumin for your wife. So Taz says the fact that we learn kicho kicho Mr. Efren, the fact that you're buying your wife with the shavu pruta means you're not buying your wife. When you go home after the kiddushin, your assets haven't changed, right? You don't take out insurance policy on your wife, right? You don't. So the Taz says our sugya is the best raya for Tosfos. All right, that's our chin. I have to figure this out. That's going to be a statistic discussion. We're going to have and a running issue throughout the Masechta. How did the Torah compare? How did the Torah? So according to Tosfos, understand very nicely. According to Tosfos, kinyan kesef is not the shulman. Never was the shulman. Right. Now let's take it one step deeper and understand this better. And that's along the lines of what we already said. I just want to bring it together. I'm not giving a chashin for you right now, but you'll. What is the Yesodizik Machlaik is over here? What are they really arguing about? What is a Kenyan? What is a Kenyan? I want to sell you my Gemara. I need a Kenyan Mashiach. Yahagbah. Well, what's the side of Kinyan Bechlal? According to Ramban, I understand Kinyan Kesef. That's the most intuitive. Tashlumen. But according to Tosfos, if it's not Tashlumen, so what is it? So you already said the words. Giras Das and the deal. Right? That's the Rambam in Perek Hay. Zechiyah Matana. Avilchus Mechira. Yeah. We learned it last year. We'll learn it again. We're going to explain right now. We will learn with greater omkis when we do Kinyan Chalipin. Rav Chaim, we're going to say right now, Rav Chaim formulated it, that goes back to Rambam. It's the Gorm that are clear in various Gemaras. And that is that the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Hei Hilchos Mechira is Reuven shemochar metaltalin l'shim nechamishim zuz. So the Rambam says that if Reuven and Shimon were schmoozing about selling the animal for $100, and then they transfer the animal, but he didn't do a kinyan. So the Rambam says they can be chozer, they can retract, right? So the point of a kinyan is it makes a deal irreversible. The Rambam then goes on to explain at the end of Perek Hay that the purpose of the kinyan, the Rambam, again, I don't have time to explain exactly how you get this in the Rambam, but he says at the end of Perek Hay that the purpose of a kinyan is that a person loydia she'eino omer devar elu kimschachet umahatel elo shegomar belivo v'achar kach omar. And all of these things, lefichachem omer beleib sholem. The purpose of a kinyan is to give what's called in American language a meeting of the minds, to make a commitment. As you and I can be schmoozing about something, and we'd be talking for days about a certain sale. At what point do we say, he sold it to me? Right? At what point can I say, I now have a piece of property. I'm liable for it. I have to take care of it. I can sell it. When does it happen? Right? At what point are we negotiating? At what point do negotiations stop? When was there? There has to be some point. This is the Torah's pointing. There has to be some point where, at this point, we have now committed ourselves. Gomar u'makne. So, and The Torah says that has to be a well-defined process. Now the Torah says one of the ways that you can determine this, you can create kinyanim, that you can be sure this gvir's das, is kinyan kesef. So Ramban understood that means that all the Torah is saying is that we learn from Ephron that once the money is transferred, once the tashlumen is made, or once I've satisfied the requirements of tashlumen, that is a form of transfer. Right? And at that point, the property, if I said $100 makes the deal, then you can pay as many installments as you want, and only when you made the last installment can I say I got the property, I can negotiate, I'm chayiv, I'm liable if somebody trips on it. That's kinyan kesef, tashlumen. That's the form. Right? We know that often tashlumen does not, in modern times, does not seal the deal. Sometimes there'll be all sorts of conditions. There could be tashlumen, there could be riders, and so on and so forth. But the Torah is saying that unless otherwise stated, tashlumen is a kinyan. And once the money has been transferred, either totally or in the fashion that was determined, the deal is done. And Tosfos is not a kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef is a handshake. There's meshicha. There's hagbah, and there is the transfer of funds. It may not be tashlumen, but just as a handshake determines the gemiras das, a deposit determines the gemiras das. So Tosfos makes tremendous sense. If a handshake can do gemiras das, so why can't a deposit do it? All we want, all the yesod of a kinyan is to be able to say this guy is committed. So you have to make the full payments to be committed. Make a handshake, you're also committed. No, so that's the machleik between Tais and the Ramban. Machleik between the Ramban is, what's kinyan kesef? Is kinyan kesef a symbolic act? And therefore, like the Taz says, we can see how it's going to make its way into the Kedusha. Says the Ramban, the kinyan kesef is not a symbolic act. That is your core kinyan. Everything else is a symbolic act. And maybe the Tosfos requires Xeris HaKosov. Ramban says, no, Svara B'Yam. Powerful Svara, can't make Lerm Pshat and Davches. That will leave for Beis Medrash time, and then we'll go weiter on Sunday Medrash.
Ben Koder?
Who's that?
Ben Koder?